Well, it's a special day on the pod. It's our producer Joe's birthday.
And Elle Fanning, friend of the pod.
Oh, we should invite her.
She's not as good a friend as you.
She's up there.
She's the same.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you both. Mostly Elle Fanning.
But residual to you.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Joe?
I feel good, actually. I don't know. I feel like mid-20s aging is actually pretty cool when you're a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took me a while to realize it, but I'm
Yeah, it's way better. I know. You used to have this severe phobia of getting any older, but it's actually not a bad thing to be older. I mean, there's a cap to it, of course. You don't want to get too old.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying that as a man, my cap is way higher.
Oh,
so.
Oh yeah. And a man with hair, too. Genetically speaking, you're going to have your hair.
Yeah, on the head.
On the head, yes. On the head, yeah, for a long time. So, yeah, you're going to be one of those salt and pepper types.
You ever pull your own hair really hard, Joe?
Just to see if it's real?
Try it, Francie.
Your birthday party.
Oh, Francis, not that hard.
Shut up. It all came out.
I'm not done. This is your gift.
Francis, now
Let
everyone on the pod.
Let me give you a gift.
Now everyone on the pod knows that I wear a wig.
It's okay. We won't tell. It's our little secret.
Underneath the wig?
Hair.
Under that hair?
Wig.
Under that wig? Bald cap.
It's a real egg roll of a sandwich.
Yeah. Guy Fieri would be proud.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Many happy returns.
Don't know what that means. Never known what that means.
It means we want you to have many more birthdays and we want them to be happy. Many happy returns.
Oh, I always thought it was like, you're not glad about the gifts that you got, but you're happy for the store credit that you're going to get when you exchange them or return them.
Oh, I didn't include any gift receipts in my gifts. So that's okay.
He's going to have a real rough time returning them.
It's going to be a real unhappy return.
Just so you know, I check every dumpster in the Phoenix area every night before bed. So
you can't throw anything away without him knowing.
Jokes on you, I gave it to Goodwill.
No!
Welcome to Very Fine Friends, where friends have birthdays sometimes. And that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. How are you doing, Francis? I like your shirt.
Thank you. I love that you said that. It makes me feel really good.
I was sincere in saying it, but I'm glad that it also made you feel good.
Thank you. I value your opinion a lot. The important thing is that I like it when I left the house.
Yes.
And just to have you say it too, wow.
That's extra. That's bonus.
Yeah,
On
the way over here, I saw a Suburban driving. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, I wonder if it's legal for a car company to start their own car to make their car and make it look kind of like a Suburban a little bit and call it a Suboybin. Do you think that's legal?
I feel like it should be, but no, I don't think it's legal. I think there will definitely be people that sue. And maybe they could just say it's like a parody car because like under parody laws, I can make a Suboybin.
Yeah. Well, actually maybe because in certain like anime shows, cartoons, whatever, they're showing like there was one that I was watching one time where they were showing a McDonald's and it was like the logo, the font, the restaurant itself was the same, but they called it McRonald's. And it wasn't like, it wasn't meant as a joke. It was like for like copyright purposes.
McRonald's is bold.
Okay. And that's the laziest, like.
But that's in a TV show. Right. You said that was an anime?
Yeah. I wonder, it might be different if you're like trying to sell something versus entertainment.
Like in Nathan For You when he made Starbucks and it looked exact. Dumb Starbucks. Yeah, Dumb Starbucks. Sorry, I'm an idiot. I'm the dumb in
Dumb
Starbucks. He made Dumb Starbucks and literally everything was exactly like Starbucks. Like it looked like it. They had the same cup. The logo was the same. And to this day, sometimes that dumb Starbucks logo shows up places like a stock image when people mean to.
I've seen people with shirts, dumb Starbucks shirts.
Yeah.
They must have like bought from like Etsy or something.
That's good. Good stuff. Good stuff. So I do think that you would get in trouble for that. But in my mind, you shouldn't.
It's fun. It's whimsy.
Yeah.
It's a boybin.
Yeah. Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast,
we do something where our producer Joe gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is primordial. Jenna's decoy word is humanitarian. Francis's secret word is proprietor. Francis's decoy word is thyroid. Back to the pod.
Okay, sorry. Just
yes,
speaking of cars. Do you remember the Daewoo?
Yeah.
I could have sworn this is like almost a Mandela effect for me. I almost said Nelson effect. I always thought it was Daewood. Like a Daewood Laganza. And then one day I saw it, I'm like, Daewoo? Who's Daewoo?
Yeah. That's a weird car. Daewoo.
I don't see him too often.
I always thought Whataburger was Water Burger.
I think I did too.
And I was like, who would want water on their burger? Doesn't make any sense.
Excuse me, my burger's drenched in water.
I'm sorry, this is dry. Can you do it again?
Could you put this in a cup? Thanks.
I'd like it to be soupy.
Classic.
I'm soupy. Well, one thing that's not soupy. So elegant. Yeah. The invention of the week. Inventions.
Hey, you.
Oh, hey.
I think you're going to hate this.
Oh, no.
But it seems fun to me.
What if I actually, this is the one that I really love?
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know how not everything needs to have a real purpose?
I do know that, yeah.
Some things can just be for fun.
Like me. Yeah. I don't have a real purpose.
You have a purpose.
It's fun. It's to be for fun, yeah.
It's to test drive my Suburban. No. My invention is a fun, quirky... you familiar with fake mustaches?
Yeah.
Okay, you like them?
I do.
And you might love this.
Okay.
Introducing our very own line of funny fake parts. And the first in the line is fake nipples. And they go over your real nipples. Okay. And you can have any color and shape and level of pointiness.
Okay.
And very funny for the beach. Yeah. Because technically you're covered.
Yeah. Well, right? That's true.
Yeah.
That just reminded me of a dream that I had last night.
Write it down.
Okay. I'll
Dream. Jenna's got a dream.
I'll tell you about it afterwards, okay. But it involved covering nipples.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Sounds like a terrible dream.
I know. Let them be free. Okay.
Sorry. There's nipples, moles, warts, skin tags.
Oh, like that kind of stuff?
You could put them anywhere. It's a fun line of what would you call those skin accessories?
Okay, I was hoping it would be like more like in the vein of fake mustaches or like googly eyes or. And then I was like 10 out of 10, no notes.
I'm trying to think. So for googly eyes,
Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah,
it's implied, you guys.
Yeah,
it's implied. I want him to come to my funeral, by the way. If I die first.
Rocco?
Make it happen.
Okay. And then it's Francis's postmodern life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jenna, this is why you get the big bucks.
Yep.
For googly eyes, it could be contacts. Did that have a little built-in googly eye?
Yeah.
That moves around a little?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, but all of this is part of the same website.
I don't like the idea of just having like detachable skin tags. That's weird.
Because
I think skin tags are a little gross.
No, they're fun.
When you think about them.
No. Okay. It's just more to love. I bet you if you put skin tags in a certain arrangement on your body and then brush it, it could play music.
Ah, that made me feel weird.
Hear me out. You just met someone new.
Okay.
you have a fake face wart. And you have it there for weeks. And then one day you put it on the other side and don't address it.
Yeah, but you're walking around with a wart.
But it's fake. You have the confidence of knowing it's fake.
I feel like I would be less confident because I'd be like, no one knows that I'm actually hotter than this.
That's because there's going to be a big reveal.
Like a 90s movie where the girl takes her glasses off. He took his wart off and then suddenly everyone sees him in a different light.
Or like when you hear the first four bars of 9 to 5 and then you see someone on a stool turn around to start singing it.
That is very relatable, actually.
Yeah. I think we've all had that experience.
Yeah. It'd be fun for parties. It'd be fun. I love the nipple idea because I think it'd be funny and to be on the beach. And I want to see that play out. Someone's like, you can't do that. I'm arresting you. And you're like, this is my bikini top. It's fake nipples.
This is similar to your suboybin. will we get in trouble?
They're called nipples.
Not pulls. I like it if it's like, I don't know why anyone would want warts. Let's leave. I don't know. I guess we technically can have skin tags.
Moles.
Moles, you know, are a little like, different.
Like Sarah Michelle Gellar. I don't know why I said that. That's not who I meant.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
I wonder how Sarah Michelle Gellar's doing.
I think she's doing well. She and Freddie Prinze Jr. are still married.
Yeah, she was just in a movie.
Although they just shut down the reboot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer that she was going to do, which is probably good because I was reading about it and it sounded terrible. But that was multiple years in the making, and then they just recently stopped it.
You never know what worse luck your bad luck save you from.
Mm-hmm.
Very twoo. Very Daewoo twoo.
Very Suboybin twoo.
I like the idea of us having our own line of like costumey things. Like,
because I fake fingers even on your, over your real fingers.
Excuse me. I like whimsy. I love googly eyes. I like a fake mustache. It's funny.
Yeah. It's
real funny. Weird nipples would be fun. Would you wear like one kind of nipple on one side and one on the other side?
I would be like two different skin tones.
Different colors.
Yeah, different colors. One with a humongous areola and then another one with just
a tiny one, like a David Bowie eye that's like nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you have like a third eye. You have like one at your sternum. It's my third nipple eye.
Third nipple.
Yeah, you can even put it on your head, your face for like your third eye.
And then gaslight people and just like be like, they keep looking at it and like, what are you looking at?
My eyes are slightly further down here.
Yeah. You know what else we could do? We could come out with udders that people could put on as a joke. Like at the beach, how funny would that be?
Just lean back.
Just got a bunch of teats. Yeah.
Would they be functioning? Could you milk something out of them?
You could put something in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
That would be funny.
We're doing that.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. What else would we want to do?
Ears.
Yeah. Ears. Good. Good nose.
Yeah, definitely. Multiple kinds of noses.
Unibrows.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You could even do a different mouth with a hole in it. So you could still open and talk.
How would that, they'd just be really good prosthetics.
Well, I was thinking like it's a pair of lips. Then you just put over your current lips and it's different lips. You're now differently lipped.
What else? Like a hand you could attach to your back.
Wings.
A tiny little tail.
Like a pigtail? Are you picturing a pigtail?
I wasn't. I am now. Like a curly Q one?
Yeah, a little curly Q tail.
Detachable, durable nails so that you could pretend that you were like the Guinness Book of World Records longest nail person that year or something.
Mm-hmm. I heard that guy was a dick.
Ugh.
That he got...
Well,
he was real high and mighty about being a Guinness guy.
For that?
I know.
Okay, but the people who care were probably really impressed.
I don't know.
I would so walk around with scissors and just like snip them.
Now you're no one again.
Yep. You're useless.
Well, look, can we do anything with the organs?
Like a spare liver?
Like that you attach to the outside? Or maybe a thyroid?
an outside thyroid?
Yeah, an outside thyroid.
Maybe.
Cool.
Maybe we could.
They've already done wigs.
I know, but we might as well. We want to have a whole costume box.
We should have wigs for famous hairstyles from TV shows and movies.
Yes. Yeah. First one that I'm thinking of is the Rachel. Because anyway. What other famous hairstyles are there? Tina Turner. She had.
Yeah. I was thinking Marge Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they might already have that, though. But we can have a version, our own suburban wig.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The Dolly, like a beehive kind of, yeah. Like Motown country, whatever.
We could do the Danny DeVito.
Just bald.
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Bald with the ring.
That's called the Friar Tuck.
It comes with cars parked.
No, the Friar Tuck goes all the way around. It's just the top. It comes with cars parked.
How cute would that be?
Little cars on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
And we all sorts of bedazzled Bojangling things. Like, we could have little cliffhangers. You know, like a little Sylvester Stallone hanging?
From your arm? Yeah.
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 Yeah. That should be an earring. Is that an earring?
That's a good idea. Cliffhanger earring?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. This is great, isn't it?
I feel like we should check Etsy. I bet you that's a...
Someone has to have done it.
Yeah. Are there any other like famous like reaching, someone falling?
Reaching,
that would be like...
Vertical Horizon. People fell.
I'm not familiar.
Great movie. I don't know if it holds up like visually, but I liked it.
I don't remember that one.
Oh.
Who's in it?
Chris O'Donnell.
Oh, the very memorable Chris O'Donnell. That's why.
Robin, is it Tunney? Tunney? How do you say that? From The Craft?
Mm.
Is it Robin? Am I right? Do I know this woman?
Oh, you mean Fairuza Balk?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Shut up. No.
No, I don't. Dad? I can't picture anyone else of note.
Okay.
Pretty stacked cast though, am I right?
Oof. Wait, was she in Empire Records? Was she the one that shaves her head in that?
I don't know.
And she goes on to be in The Mentalist.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of, The Mentalist. I actually like that show. I used to watch it with my dad.
I have never seen it.
It's fun.
Mm.
Look at the conversation this invention spawned.
I know. It's us trying to remember things.
The real invention was the conversations we had along the way.
Yeah.
What about a cheek that goes on your cheek that turns? So if someone annoys you, you could turn it.
To like frown? Yeah. So you're manually frowning?
Yeah, we're turning
and then
our cheeks.
That would be like a real passive aggressive move to just like be mid conversation with someone and just like be like,
isn't that, but doesn't turn the other cheek mean to like, overcome your annoyance with or your negative feelings towards someone?
It just means don't hit them back.
Oh.
Maybe.
It means let them hit you twice. I mean, like Jesus.
Hey, you just turn this cheek, turn the other one, partner.
What if Jesus was just a little OCD and he needed to be evened out? It like wasn't a real lesson
but
about
come
anything.
Come back, I need you to hit me again.
No, it's going to feel weird on one side of my face all day.
And as Jesus said, make sure all of the windows and doors are closed before you leave the house and all of the clocks are turned off.
The darkness will find you.
And make sure you stand in the middle of your rug or the house will catch fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I love having our own line of costume-y things. I don't know why you thought I'd hate this. I do hate the skin tags. And the warts, I don't understand why anyone would do that.
For the plot.
The plot?
Yeah. You know, I knew someone with a very, very large... almost center of forehead wart. And I say very large, I mean very large.
Get rid of that
and
shit.
And I knew him. So this is my dad's friend. I knew him for like the whole time I was alive. I don't know. Anyway, I never understood. I'm like, are there warts that
don't
could,
go away?
Could you kill you if you remove them? Like what?
Why wouldn't you immediately get, there are wart removers. There are doctors that
especially
will.
Especially if you're rich. He's rich.
Yeah. Maybe it did something. Maybe he pressed it and it was like a button of some kind.
Was he like a Mormon or anything? Like was it for religious reasons or something? I'm saying that he wouldn't remove it or like wouldn't want like medical
Christian
or surgical.
Scientist?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
He just liked his wart.
That's so weird.
It's honestly,
he hated God and he liked his wart.
You can't not look is my thing.
Yeah.
Like, especially when I'm talking like probably like this big.
That's huge.
Yeah. And did it like protrude?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Tell me when to stop.
We don't have that much time.
Yeah, warts are removable. I don't know why. Have you ever had a wart?
No, have you?
One time on my finger. This was like years and years ago.
Same. And mine, I think, was from like it was like just too much sweat. Like sweat had pooled too much and it ended up growing into a wart or something. But it was also on my finger.
Yeah.
Now, you wish it had been a prosthetic that you could remove?
Well, yes, because I immediately got whatever, like went to the pharmacy and like 2 days later that shit was gone. But it was like, yeah, why would anyone want to deal with that?
Well, you don't have, you can just buy the,
I don't know why that was my
you could just get the parts that resonate with you. And the important thing is that we have things available for other people because you never know what people like.
Okay. All right, well, we already have one potential name, not Pulse. What else are we calling our costume box?
I really like yours. The first thing I thought of was Beyond Breasts.
Beyond Breasts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Autobody.
Autobody?
You can automatically change how your body looks.
That's interesting.
Girl, look at that fake body.
Can you do something with mole?
I guess the answer is no.
No.
Oh, what are you up to?
Skin tag, you're it.
Oh, John's gonna love that. Musical skin tags. Try it.
What are you up to? One skin tag's fine. Many are not. It's not fine. There are some people that have like a garden of them.
A garden of skin tags? Is that like a pride of lions? Like,
yes.
It's a garden of skin tags?
It's the collective name for skin tags, yes.
I like that.
Gross, I don't want to think about it anymore.
I thought it was a parliament of skin tags.
A murder.
Because Jenna wants to murder them.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I think this is a fun little idea.
Thank you.
Mr. Potato Head. Because it's like
Mr. Potato Head?
It's like you're doing a Mr. Potato Head, but you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah. Let's get a little pin action on that one.
Mr. Potato Head. Mr.
This was not a serious suggestion.
Meester, get me out of here.
I think I just killed that Meester lady. All right. Well, I think people are going to have a good old time with this. Where I think summer's coming up. I think we're going to see a lot of fake nipples at the beach.
Yeah.
I'm excited to design these nipples. What about testicles?
Yeah, you can
add those too. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I was thinking too? We could make our fake nipples glow in a black light. So if someone's like, "You're getting arrested," you could just pull out your
key. You don't want to pull them off and be like, "Look," then it's like you've entrapped yourself. Yeah. you're real clumsy today.
Who, me?
What?
What if we had like a little bit of dental floss connecting the two fake nipples so that you could be like, "It's a string bikini."
Yeah. I mean, have you seen some of the things that ladies wear these days? Oh, my goodness.
The youth of today, we're talking to you.
Look, we know you're Sizzlers, but cover it up. A little mystery is good.
Sizzle in secret.
Yeah. Ooh, secret Sizzlers.
Secret Sizzlers.
Secret. We have good sizzling sounds.
We do. All right. Well, this is gonna, this is gonna sweep the nation. No one's gonna look like themselves anymore. No, they're gonna look like fun versions of themselves. Can we do contacts that are like the eyes on springs that come out of glasses, but they're contacts?
And then we hope they go back in.
Yep. Kinda. Well, okay. We'll look for it at veryfinefriends.com. It's there for sure.
Oh yeah.
It's a fun gift. It's a fun thing just to have around. Don't wait for Halloween.
No, we won't have any.
No, you got to act now.
And it's good for other things. Valentine's Day, MLK Day, Kwanzaa, Arbor Day, Armistice Day.
Yeah.
Boxing Day Canada.
All of those days.
Joe's birthday.
My birthday.
Joe's birthday. Yeah, we're getting, guess who's getting fake nipples for his birthday?
I'm putting them on your back.
Oh. Oh.
Well, cool.
All right. Well, that wraps up the invention of the week. That was a huge success.
Yeah, resounding.
Yeah, I don't know why you thought I'd hate that. Again, except for the skin tags. 10 out of 10. No notes. Yep.
Cool.
It's time for our next segment.
What is it?
Miss Sun Impossible.
Oh.
I've got to go save my son. I've got to go save my son.
What's that entail?
Well, in this segment, one of us has missed the birth of our son.
Me.
Due to drinking, being at a bar drinking. Yeah. But we have to convince our wife that we were doing something else much more noble.
Hey, you know, it's 2026. It could be a wife convincing the father
why that, she missed the birth of the son. Okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, come on, Jenna. God damn it.
All right. What do you think? You up to being the wife?
No, I want to be the father.
You want to be the father?
Yeah. I could be the wife. I'll be your wife.
Okay. Hey, Daryl, little guy. Daryl. There's a little guy here. Yeah. Hey.
It's your son. Where have you been, Daryl?
Oh. I would have been here. I wanted to be here so badly. I did. I really did. Something came up. You'll never believe it.
Are you drinking again, Daryl?
No, I was not drinking. No. Okay, you know that alley next to the hospital?
The drinking alley?
No, then the other one, the one.
Okay, yeah, vaguely, I could picture it.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, I was walking by that alley, and I heard a bunch of sounds. They were like meowing sounds, but like it was like the cats. It was like cats, but these cats were not sad. Really, those it was like they needed help, but like not in a like meow kind of way. It was like a meow kind of a way. I had to check it out. I had to check it out because what if these cats needed me? It turns out they did. So deep in this alley. I go, I'm like, I'm going and like, hello, anyone back here? I just keep hearing this sound. And in the back of the alley, there's this green ooze on the ground. It's like a weird, like primordial ooze all over the ground. These cats are sitting in it. And it's like, oh, and they're covered in this ooze. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, thinking, I got to get these cats clean. So I pick up the cats and I'm starting because this looks like it's dangerous. It looks like this is going to like eat their skin off.
You were right next to the hospital.
I was so close because I was on my way for you, baby. Oh, and little baby. What's his name? It's named Daryl Jr., right?
We haven't got that far yet. I wasn't sure what happened to you.
Okay, well, you're going to really want to name him after me once you hear the rest of the story. Okay, so the cats, they like, I'm holding it, and all of a sudden, they start growing. They start growing, like...
Daryl, stop.
No, this is serious.
Daryl, I'm birthed and tired.
I know, this will wake you right up.
I'm like a wind tunnel over here. No.
We'll talk about getting you back to pre-baby days in a minute. This is, I had to tell you, because I would never, never miss the birth of our son unless I had a really good reason.
And your reason is
hang on.
Cats were growing?
No, not just growing like in little increments, like going from cats to kittens, like growing like huge, like. So all of a sudden, I had to immediately drop them. All of a sudden, these cats were the size of me. They were humongous, and they were standing on their hinders.
Can I smell your breath, Daryl?
It's going to smell like ooze. Just telling you that right now. I accidentally licked a little of the ooze.
By any chance, does this smell like alcohol?
It does. The ooze has a whiskey smell to it. Yes, it does.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, so then...
Humongous cat, the size of you.
Yes, and then all of a sudden, out of the shadows, comes a humongous gerbil in raggedy clothes.
What the and fuck a little is cane. This, Daryl?
No, I'm serious. This is crazy. And I was like, what is going on? This gerbil in raggedy clothes. And the gerbil in raggedy clothes says, they shall be fighters. I know, right? Crazy.
Daryl, you're ripping off Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, this is real. This really happened. This happened.
With cats.
With cats.
And a gerbil.
And a gerbil. Yes, I'm sorry. I was surprised as you. I saw that glowing green news and I was like,
get a picture?
No, I didn't get a picture. That's the thing about the ooze is it's like it has like a vampire effect where it's like it doesn't show. You know how like they can't see each other or they can't see themselves in mirrors.
Cats, gerbils, and fucking vampires.
No. There are no. That would be crazy. No, there weren't vampires. I'm just saying it's like how vampires can't see themselves in the mirror. And
yeah, in the same way, I don't see you in this child's future. If you want to drink, just say that.
I do. Hey, great. I'll have a drink.
No, you can't.
You just said have a drink.
I'm pregnantless.
Yes, you're pregnantless.
I had a long day. I don't know if you noticed, your baby's 15 pounds.
Yeah, good job with that
down here.
Yeah, I know. I could hear like a whistling noise from the wind going by.
Yeah, this is freaking me out. And you're
resonating.
Not making me feel any better.
Well,
what did you just say?
It's resonating. it's a windy sound.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I had to help the gerbil train these cats how to be fighters. And then
how'd you do that, Daryl?
Because the city needs them. The city needs these cats. The gerbil was Adam. He was, I cannot do it alone. I was like, I will help you. I will help you. So you know what? You're welcome. Because someday when Daryl Jr. is
No, I'm not naming him that. I changed my mind.
No, it's too late. We've already decided it's Daryl Jr.
Nope, it's Gerbil McKitty Vamp.
Well, that's great. That's a moving tribute because today will always be known as Gerbil McKitty Tramp Day. because the world will, the mayor is going to give me a key to the city.
Let me just ask you
something.
Give
me the key to the city.
Didn't strike you at all as odd that the cats were going to be trained by cat food, basically?
No, it didn't. Because if you met these cats and this giant gerbil in his raggedy clothes and his cane, you would understand. You would understand that they're working together. The idea of food doesn't even enter into their minds. They only like calzones. They're freaks for calzones. They just love them. Morning, noon, and night.
Let me guess. They each have a unique weapon?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They do.
You went across the street to that saloon, didn't you?
They all have different
guns.
You
went to the saloon.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
You've been talking about it ever since I picked this hospital.
I was training a bunch of larger-than-life cats how to be fighters and how to use their different guns.
And you weren't at the saloon having quarter-long necks, talking to saloon people.
No.
No?
I don't even know what that means. Saloon people?
You weren't there. Saloon, you know, the vendors, the proprietor, the...
No. You said it like it was a derogatory thing.
It is. Because every time you go to one of those places, you make our marriage weak.
Well, then our marriage must be super strong because I didn't go to one of those places, so...
Okay, then I'll call the proprietor right now.
Great. Call him, and he'll tell you. I wasn't there.
Okay,
and then hopefully
it's ringing.
He's not being mugged, because if he is... Well, hopefully he is being mugged, because if he is, then those cats will come save him. And then you'll know for sure.
Okay, take a breather, Daryl. Phone's ringing. Hello, is this saloon?
Yep.
I just had a quick question. I'm sorry about the whistling. My husband, Daryl, he has a tattoo that says Daryl on his forehead. Was he in your saloon?
I think I don't remember that.
You never seen a Daryl? Did you see someone with gauze over their forehead?
No, I don't. Think so.
Okay.
What? I'm on the phone. Don't mug me.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm being mugged.
What? You're breaking up.
I'm being mugged.
Gotta go.
Oh. These giant fighting cats just saved me from being mugged.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Hey, knock, knock. Hey, new mom. Hey, new dad.
Don't call him that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a message for you, Dad.
Yeah.
The mayor just called and he wants to know what time you'll be arriving for the key to the city ceremony tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes, I will. You can let him know. I should be there. Well, honey, what time? I don't want to leave you again.
Guys, I'm not a receptionist. I'm a nurse.
I'm so sorry.
I have
I'm
other
so
patients.
Sorry. How about let's say noon?
Okay.
Noon and tell them the to hold off in the parade till
I've already left.
Daryl, I don't know what to say.
Saying nothing, honey. You're glowing.
Did
you're
you
beautiful.
Hire that woman? Did you pay that woman?
No.
Did you spoof the saloon phone number from my phone?
No.
I know you love the drink, Daryl.
Those things are too unrelated. They're unrelated. I can love a good glass of whiskey every now and again. I could love paying less than a dollar for a long neck, sure. But
I'm too tired. I'm too tired to fight. I'm a mom now. I'm a mother.
And I'm a dad. A dad who's real reliable and who
trains giant cats to fight crime.
Yep, that's right. And the city.
With Italian food.
That's right. Well, they love calzones. No, they don't fight the crime with the calzones.
You know what I meant.
No, that's just their fuel. That's...
Let's not be these people.
Ugh.
We wanted this baby for so long.
Oh.
I still do.
I know. Oh, look at him.
Oh.
He's got my tattoo.
Whoa, he's...
Got little Daryl Jr. on his
forehead.
He's
growing, too, at the same time. Oh, my God. He's growing really fast.
Oh.
Daryl.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's humongous.
Oh, yeah, guys, sorry, me again. I forgot to mention that there was a local ooze outbreak, and some of it got into the pipes here at the hospital. Sorry if your child's been infected.
Infected? Daryl.
Honey, I don't think if this... Hey, I've seen what this ooze can do. I don't think this is an infection. Daryl, I think this is a blessing.
Can the cats help?
They owe me one. I'll give them a call. Huh. Oh, that's a totally plausible story. I can see why.
Cats do fight.
Yeah, they do. And quite well. Can you imagine a large cat with a gun? Woo.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
He's enjoying holding it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you said that they all had different weapons, did you say, yeah, they all have different kinds of guns.
Yes. Yeah. One's got a little ankle.
9-gauge rifle.
One's got a little ankle.
Little ankle.
Oh, ankle gun.
Holster,
oh,
okay. Yeah. Little pea shooter.
Mm-hmm. One's got one of those old timey Revolutionary War guns.
I was picturing one of the old like Western guns where you use your hand to like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 6-shooter? Is that what?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do I know?
One has a glue gun. He's the jokester.
Glue gun.
Yeah.
Like he says, I'm hot, and this is my glue gun.
Mm-hmm. Meow. Yeah. Oh.
And one of them just has 2 arms.
Yeah.
The guns.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up Miss Sun Impossible.
Great.
I hate myself for making this joke. I don't know if I hate myself for it. I don't care for myself for making this joke. But every day when I go to the gym, I see outside of the gym, there's a thing that says Lifetime bans guns on this premises.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that.
And then I think, guns. My guns aren't allowed in.
Ever since.
Everybody, I'm sure every single person that goes in that gym thinks
no,
that.
No, I'll tell you what I think every time I see that. I always think Lifetime bans guns on this premises. Because my loyalty is to the pod, Jenna.
No, my loyalty is to my arms.
When I saw it, I thought, what mama don't know won't hurt her.
Yeah. They've never frisked. They don't know.
Sorry, this is
much to my chagrin, by the way, but yeah. That's a story for another time.
Well, obviously, they need to respect that there are different styles of working out, and some workouts involve holding a gun in one hand while you lift weights with the other.
Yeah. Yeah, one to the head. And yeah. That's how I go up in weight. It's the only motivation that works for me.
I threaten myself into keeping going.
Yeah.
I'll blow your brains out, motherfucker. Keep going.
In the mirror. Yeah. No. All right. It's time for one final segment. The big question.
The question is very big.
Like the cats.
Yep, exactly. Very big, like the cats. All right. I have a big question for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tell me it.
Okay. You have a second family. How do you get away with this? How do you get away with having a second family?
In today's economy?
Yep.
Gonna have to choose my favorites and kill the other ones. Okay, so I have 2 families. Let's just assume this is feasible for me to do financially.
Okay. Yep.
I have 2 families.
Yep.
And I need to quote unquote get away with it.
Yeah, get away with having a second family. How do you have that second family?
Mm.
Presumably the second family doesn't know they're the second family either.
No, everyone thinks they're the chosen ones.
Yep.
Don't we all? Okay. Here's the plan.
Okay.
I find another cheater. I find 3 to 4 cheaters.
Okay.
We get together. Here's the plan.
Go on.
Here's what we're all going to do. Now I was trying to think of a term for like a flock of cheaters, what it would be called. So, but it was all happening in my head.
Oh,
a skin tag of cheaters.
Oh. A burner phone of cheaters.
Okay, that's going to make sense in a second.
Okay.
And I tell them my plan. I say, here's my plan. My plan is, you're going to start a company. Okay? It's a charity, volunteer type company. Mm. I'm going to work at your charity.
Yeah, you're a humanitarian.
I'm a humanitarian. I'm going to do the same for them. Like, yeah. We all are organizing our own LLCs. Whatever. So basically, if I'm ever questioned and they look at the company, they see these people that I've, who knows who these people are. Okay, this seems legit. They mm-hmm. look it up and it's like, that's you, Marcus, what are you doing? It's not going to happen. Because the other people own the company. I work for the company. So as you know, I have a very high stress, high paying job. But it's very important to me and my morals that I donate some of my time. So no matter how busy you are, you have to volunteer. Got it. I've got to donate my time.
Yes. Again, you're a humanitarian.
Yeah. I'm telling this lie to both families. So my volunteering is to help shy men who don't like women. So no women can be around.
Mm.
Yeah. Because they're like, I want to come. You inspire me. I'd be like, oh, I love you, babe. But this guy saw a woman. I don't know what he'd do.
We're not at that stage yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I explain my big gaps in time away from family.
Okay.
You know, so I can go back and forth, back and forth. Now it makes perfect sense why I'm tired, why I can't have sex as much. Okay. I don't have anything left to give.
Yeah.
And I think this is actually a very simple, beautiful plan.
I already had sex with all my clients.
What if your wife wants to see the results of your good work?
The people who own the company, who she doesn't know, they'll play the part.
Oh, easy. The company has like a non-disclosure agreement for all these men because they don't want people to find out that the men are in these programs because then they might get judged for it.
That's very true. Very true. Anyway, yeah. So you can't, I'm sorry. But I want you to know it enriches my life. It makes me feel really good. And I appreciate having a wife that supports me. It's like, no, you want to see me more. I want to see you more too. But I can't. You know?
Well, presumably these other guys will want...
They're men.
They're boys. Maybe, presumably they'll want you to help them with their schemes, to also get away with their cheating. Wouldn't that take up a lot of time?
Achoo. It would take up some, but we rotate. We're not all on the clock all the time, you know? So it's like, I can't.
Okay. So then your second one. So how much time are you spending with your second family?
The trick is to find a spouse that has low expectations, you know? So I start there. She helps me help myself by not being too demanding. And then she asks a question like, we want to know where you are. I could just be like, Beth, I told you about my life.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to be there for you, but men made me.
Don't cry.
I'm going.
Men, don't cry. Don't cry.
I'm going to my charity work.
So both sides think you're doing charity work. You're doing the same excuse, both ends.
Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Okay.
I mean, this is a good strategy, but this only works if you like are allocating exactly 50% of your time and resources to each family.
I'll keep a spreadsheet. Yeah.
Nothing sexier than a spreadsheet.
Hey, I don't need it to be sexy. I've got two wives. Sexy's taken care of.
Sounds like nagging's taken care of, am I right?
Hey-o.
Beep, 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 beep.
Sugar crush.
Oh, yeah.
We're making the noise with our mouths when we have it right there.
You know, it would be probably more fun to do like the standard, oh, I work for the government thing, you know, like, oh, I'm CIA.
Yeah, that's played.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so my plan is more unique. More...
It's new. It's fresh.
It's fresh.
Yeah.
My plan has fake nipples.
What does your plan have?
Okay. All right. I think that would work. I have a plan too, I think.
I want to hear it. I want to hear your plan.
Okay. I get a job at IKEA. I keep my fake family stashed away in the fake rooms at IKEA. They live there.
Do they think they live there?
They live there. They do live there.
They know it's IKEA?
They know it's IKEA. They know, but they think it's like a fun like little thing. It's like you're part of the selling of IKEA. Like, look.
What? They like, work there?
Well, no, they don't. IKEA corporate does not know that they're there.
They think that they're getting to Basil E. Frankweiler IKEA every night.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I'm at work all day. My family's already there. One of them, oh, look, one of them's in the area with the bunk beds. Oh, look, look at those two little there. They're in the bunk bed area.
Wait, are both of your families in IKEA?
No.
Oh.
No. One of my families is just at a regular house doing regular house things. Let's call that my first family. Second family is always a little weirder than the first one, I think. Traditionally.
In your experience.
Yeah, in my experience. Every second family that I've met.
Every second family can be tricked into thinking it's okay to live in an IKEA.
Yes, exactly. Right. Because like the number of times you hear about a second family that's like, they're the attic family. They just like lived in the attic the whole time. Yeah. And they didn't care about not coming down.
You never know what second family your first family saved you from.
Oof. Exactly.
Wise words from the owl in the corner.
I know. Mm. Like it's touch just wisdom. Flowing out of me in my old age.
Yeah.
So the other family lives at the IKEA, which would actually kind of be fun. I don't know. It would be a little fun. So then like, you know, there'd be like, my wife would be like, you know, homeschooling them in like the little living room area. And it would like look cute. Like then like shoppers would go. It would help IKEA sales. I would be like the best manager.
If IKEA is your word, I'm going to be so pissed. Okay, go on.
Okay. So, yeah. So then I'm, they're selling all this furniture because it's like, oh, look, what a nice, happy family in IKEA. And so like people that are shopping and walking through all the different fake rooms, they think that, like, oh, like, look, it's just cute. Like now we get an example of what this is like in real life. But then, so that I'm with them all day. So I get to spend like 8 hours with my family.
So you're giving them the illusion that you're
around
with them all the time.
And then, but they think that this is just their house. And then, so then at night I gotta go to work. So sorry, I gotta go to work. I can't stay with you and our family.
I gotta take off my name tag and my button down collared shirt and go to work.
Yep, that's right. I know.
Did you address that people are walking around all the time?
Yeah. They just
like the people think that they're like actors or like models for the furniture.
Yeah, or right? Just like a, you know, like there're so many people at IKEA. Like how many times have you just walked through like the living room area and there's just someone sitting on the couch just
homeschooling
like,
their child.
Right, but what does your second family think of all the people walking around?
No, they know what an IKEA is. Sorry. They know that. They just think that we have this program where they live there. I could say it's like a housing thing that they get like, we get like, free housing in exchange for
hiding at night when the lights go off.
Yeah. Well, I'm the GM of this IKEA. And by the way, we're doing BAFO sales because people love seeing a happy family living in this environment. So it's selling lots of product.
Right.
What did you say? We're doing what sales?
BAFO. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, everyone's happy. IKEA corporate's not going to question anything that's going on in my store.
You're the GM. Your second family's stupid.
Yep.
You've laid the tracks perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then my first family, I go home. They know I work at an IKEA. And I'm like, You cannot come in. Like, we're not going to IKEA. You can't come. If I see another Swedish thing in my life, it's like, I need everything to be anti-IKEA. So I just have IKEA fatigue. So they'll never go into IKEA. And yeah, so that's how they stay away from it. Then they'll never know. The two families completely separated.
So family two never gets to see you on the weekends?
Well, no, sometimes they do. Cause then okay, like every now and again, you know, I'll schedule like a trip with the boys or something. And then I'll just go have a weekend.
Hey, you'd be like, hey, oh, the end of the quarter's coming up. I got to go in on Saturday and do the books. Yeah,
inventory. Woo, that's a bear. Yeah, and I'm the GM. I put in all the extra work. So, yeah. And then, you know, occasionally I'll let my IKEA family leave IKEA.
Oh, you'll let them?
I'll let them.
And go to like a Pottery Barn.
See,
it's,
how the
our,
other
it's our vacation home.
Yeah, it's our vacation home. The Pottery Barn. Yep.
Wow. That sure is interesting.
Yeah, but it's an easy way. Then I don't have to, like, I can have a job. They're just there all the time. So I
And they wonder what you're, they know you work there? Or are they just seeing you schmoozing?
No, they don't know that I work there. They think I'm just real helpful.
Or if they,
because I mean, we live there. We know where everything is.
But so. You could lean into it. You could be like, because presumably you'll have like a name tag and a uniform, so you could lean into it and be like,
well, the GM gets to wear kind of more street, they don't have to wear the shirts or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
then
true.
They'll just think like, they'll be like, wow, my dad's so impressive. People like come to him asking how they do their jobs because he knows so much about everything.
Or you could lean into it and just say, yeah, how do you think I afford the IKEA program for us all to live here? I got to work two jobs.
Well, I think part of my original sell was IKEA gives us housing for free.
You think
by
the family's
being the
not
family
see
mom.
Through that?
Yeah. They're not that bright. My second family.
What if
I didn't try as
family,
hard.
Your first family wants to visit you? Like, and you said, I don't want you to go to IKEA, but what if your kid wants to surprise you?
And then fuck that kid. I don't know. No. No, I will make sure that my first family knows I have a pathological fear of being surprised and that it is the fastest way to lose my love.
And
that's rough.
All well, this.
If I tell them these triggers ahead of time, then it's like,
just so you know, I'll never forgive you. You'll be.
And it's involuntary. I don't want to never forgive you, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what would be a good layer to this? Huh. If you pitched to your families, as you're getting to know them, that you have a twin who lives in the city that you do not speak to, and it's very painful for you, then if they ever do see you out with the other family, they'll assume it's the twin.
Yeah. And don't talk to him because he's a bad guy.
Yeah. I just want nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
He held me underwater for 2 minutes when I was a kid.
Yeah. That's why I'm like this.
And then to explain all your time away... I needed an emergency session with my therapist to get over that trauma from my twin almost killing me.
I saw my twin again. I won't be home for a while.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how I'd do it.
That's great.
Thanks.
It's much better than mine.
I think it would be, I think IKEA is a pain to deal with, but if IKEA like alone would be so much fun. There weren't like throngs of people.
Yeah, I love furniture.
Yeah, like if you could just book an IKEA for a day, just for solo
shopping.
Have
your birthday party there.
Look under your chair. You get a Swedish meatball. You get a Swedish meatball.
You're like putting the balloons together and nothing like is working.
Yeah. Yeah. An Allen wrench with the balloons.
I don't get it.
Anyway, that's how I do it.
Beautiful.
And yours is good too. I think we're, thank God, we both have
second
faith.
Thank God we're so deceitful.
I know. It comes so easily to us. Well.
Thanks, Jenna. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That wraps up the big question.
The big question.
One final bit of business, Francis. You know what it is.
Oh, I sure do.
Secret words.
This one was interesting.
This was.
You want to go first? You want me to?
Yeah, I don't think I have it. I might. There was one thing that made me think maybe I did have it, but.
All right.
You go first.
I'll go first. Swedish.
No.
Shopping.
Nope.
Parody.
Nope.
Springs.
No.
Was your decoy word resonating?
No.
Okay.
That's interesting. That leads to... Okay, never mind. We'll come back to that.
Raggedy.
No. I really wanted the gerbil to have raggedy clothes.
Fatigue.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I have one last guess. Primordial.
That is my word.
Yes!
God, I so hope that you wrote down ooze.
Well,
I kept trying to bait you with ooze.
That's what made me think it was primordial.
Oh, crap. I was hoping you were going to guess ooze as my decoy word.
Damn.
Yes.
I got the horn. I got Joe's horn.
Put it down.
I got the birthday horn.
And it's even better now that it's older. Agree to disagree.
Oh, damn. I don't know how else I could have gotten primordial. That's why I made that a whole Ninja Turtle situation. Just to slip in primordial.
I've only heard primordial with ooze and pouch.
I've never heard pouch. I've literally only ever heard it with ooze.
Primordial ooze?
Yeah.
Yeah. From whence we all came.
Yeah. The primordial ooze. It's like, you know, every like living, you know, like little things crawled out of it and whatever. Yeah. So it's like, I didn't know how else to do it.
I'm happy with the way things turned out.
I know you are. All right. Well, that's going to be a letdown. All right. Oh, my decoy word.
What was it?
Humanitarian.
Oh.
Which I knew you didn't clock it because you said it right afterwards. Oh, and then you didn't go, oh, crap. I hope that was your... Yeah, that was... Yeah. Dang. Problem is I use that too well. Humanitarian. Yeah,
I know. You said it. You said it so casually.
And in the perfect context, yes. Too. It was... God damn it, Jenna. Idiot.
No, remember that time you spanked me? I mean, in this game?
And in real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you were asking for it, so Jenna did it because she's a humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also just seeing now that I wrote humanitarian down on the show card as humanitarian. Nice. Yeah.
We'll be right back. We need to deal with something important.
All right. Was your word suburban?
No. No.
Okay.
Suburban.
Udders?
I wish. No.
Thyroid?
Decoy word.
Damn! Oh!
Sugar crush.
Ah, what a terrible, terrible turn of events.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Wait, but say the rest of your guesses, though.
All right.
What are you doing over here?
No. I'm going to say the rest of them because that was your decoy word. I guessed your decoy word. Yeah. Your real word's still out there to be guessed.
That's true. Yeah,
Jenna can recoup some points.
She can.
Okay, this is the one that I thought maybe I got it. Resonant?
Oh, I think that's why I wrote down resonating because I thought you said that twice, but maybe I just said that first.
You said resonant first. And then when you asked me to repeat what I said, I was like, was he trying to see if I said his word?
Yeah. So no.
No. Damn.
Oh, so you changed it to resonating.
No, I didn't change it at all. I just said resonating later. Resonant is a different word, but I had already written that down. And so when Francis asked me to repeat what I said resonating again. And then I thought he was asking me to repeat it because it was like he wanted to see if I said his word. All right. Saloon?
No.
Spoof?
I'm spoofy.
Cheaters?
No.
Or cheater singular?
No, I just say that. I just do that.
I'm glad that it wasn't it because I did say that. And then my only other guess is enriches? No. Damn!
Those so funny to me that you wrote down saloon.
Yeah.
Because Francis's real word was literally right after that.
No, what was it?
Proprietor.
Oh.
So when you started writing, I was like, oh no, she got it. And then I was like, oh wait, she wrote down saloon.
I thought she got it too. I was
no,
like,
you were good.
So that's why I said it. I was like, I gotta say it again. I gotta like distance myself from this.
Yeah.
No. Yay! What a terrible, terrible turn of events.
No, it was good. It was good.
No, it was terrible.
You get me next time, Matt.
Will I?
You will. We're pretty close.
Ugh.
Right?
Close only counts in horseshoes and handbags.
And when you're ready to.
Well, all right. Good job, Francis.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.